Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Before I get into this week's episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, I want to remind you that there are so many pieces of amazing merch in my store. It's sexyuniquestore.com and it sells all sup-related merch. It's amazing. Check it out. There are Vanderpump Rules is a Show for Genius stickers, which are the best sellers. There are Road to Sur posters commemorating the epic episodes I recorded with Carrie O'Donnell about the fan fiction origin stories of all of our favorite servers. There's a very special, I feel like, Putin baseball cap for all you Lohan Beach House fans and more. So go to the Sexy Unique store and maybe live, laugh, and spend, or don't. It's literally your life, your choice. www.sexyuniquestore.com. Also, I want to thank my patrons from Patreon for supporting this podcast and making it possible for me to talk about my number one passion in life, Vanderpump Rules, and my number two passion in life, Lindsay Lohan's Beach House. Your guys' pledges make it possible for me to do podcasts. You make it possible for me to expand the brand and have merch. I have a website coming soon with even more content, and I'm just so excited about all this, and it wouldn't be possible without your help. So I really, really appreciate every single one of you. If you want to get involved and support the podcast, it is very, very easy, and it yields pretty great rewards, if I do say so myself. And if you go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast, it is there that you will find all the details to become a supporter of the pod. For as little as a $1 commitment per episode, you will have access to over 60 bonus episodes, as well as recaps of seasons 1 and 2 of Vanderpump Rules. There are many different tiers that you can sign up for, but a $1 per episode commitment gets you in and gets you access to tons and tons of content. And you'll be supporting a cause that I'm passionate about, which is talking about Vanderpump Rules. So take a look. www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast for more details. And now, without further ado, I give to you this week's episode of SUP. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. Love it with the beat, here we go, so in. And we go with a friend, we both win.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm your host, Lara, but you know that already. And with me today is friend of the pod, Lawler and fellow wallower in the sadness that is Vanderpump Rules Thank season you. 7. It's Chrissy Milazzo.
Thank you. I'm here to heal.
We're here to just like support each other during these trying times because this show ain't what it used to be.
It's not.
The glory days are over.
And it's broken me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were feeling better before I got here.
No, you know what? I've already had my like psychotic depressive break. Like I had it way, it was brought on way earlier than like the show's premiere. It was, I think in October or November, whenever Stassi tweeted about her book
about
deal.
Her book. Yeah.
Yeah, that sent me into, yeah. I had to go, I went into a K-hole of depression and then came out of it, took a shower, went and saw my psychiatrist, doubled my dose of antidepressant medication, and then like talked to my, like restarted therapy. So like it's, I'm like coming from just like a,
thank you, Stassi.
I've been through
yes.
the darkness, and now I'm on the other side of just kind of like medicated, working through it, yeah. trying not to take everything personally.
I'm now sitting here wondering like how to even broach this with my therapist, because like we talk about some serious shit, mm-hmm. and now I need to like go in this week and be like, I need to know how to stop watching a TV show that has owned my ass for like,
yeah,
the like, last 3 years.
It's hard.
How can
first,
I move on?
But then once you've kind of cracked, once you've broken the seal and like thing, you reveal that like your life and livelihood is like, and happiness is dependent upon a TV show to your therapist.
Yeah, that's true.
It just opens up a new realm right. of possibilities to yeah. really explore.
Yeah. So this is just the prequel to what I will do on Thursday.
Yeah.
The work that I will do. Yeah.
The work is never over.
Thank you.
I'm sure I have like a lot more things to discuss.
Also, yeah, there was therapy discussed in this week's episode with Kristen's very informative, quick take on how couples therapy works, but we'll get there.
Should we get into this episode?
Let's get into this episode.
We're in solving.
I love whatever this is. Yeah, keep going.
Hey! Now every sort of transition into a new scene, I'm just going to do in my best Sopranos accent. And the listenership just like plummet. Like
I am so devastated gross. By this right now, like in a good way that I can't even think of like a single thing said on The Sopranos. I'm just gonna let you lead the way.
So we start in Solvang, and Kristen is like frantically like straightening
Solvang.
Her hair. Solvang.
Jax was saying.
Like, what do these people talk about on their vacation?
That's really what the most illuminating aspect of this episode is probably like just seeing how boring most of our friendships are up close. But
yeah.
like, especially, I'd like to think that my friends and I have more to talk about than like, my boyfriend said this.
Mine definitely do. I'm like, yeah. we have fun. We'll walk down the street and like, right. we laugh.
Or like, I don't know. It just felt like so forced. Like, or if I'm with people and we have nothing to say, like we might enjoy some moments of silence mm-hmm. that aren't like, just filled by that. But I mean, they're on fucking TV, so
yeah.
just what the editors chose to include is like really baffling to me.
I was kind of loving
we got so much filler
in that gift shop for what felt like a century. That gift shop is like the line the witch
was
in the wardrobe they went
last
in
last week.
Yeah, that was last week, but I missed it because I love
I just
a good
remember
gift shop.
Stassi walking in and being like, Bo would come in his pants if he saw this,
if he saw a Lego planter.
Oh, crazy.
I was like, the dick must be really good if you're getting him that hideous thing that then eventually we know is gonna end up in your apartment, like
yeah.
because you guys are gonna move in together. I digress. So Kristen is like frantically straightening her hair and like trying to like do
self-care, but it's like self-care through tears and shame. I felt bad for Kristen because I was like, I literally have been
this version of Dodie
like more times than I would like to admit.
Same. The when they said I've never felt more represented on television than when they were like, Kristen was going crazy begging for cigarettes, like not begging someone to go buy cigarettes. And I was like, oh, that's me.
When Stassi was like sitting across from Kristen at the picnic table and she was like, you deserve love. And Kristen was like, I was like, oh my God, like I've fully been this version of Dodie.
I'm that version every week in therapy, but it's not like,
yeah, that is
my therapist will not say you deserve love. You have to get there yourself.
Yeah, you like, say that thing.
Spoiler alert, costs thousands of dollars.
Yeah, what's wild is like it's been a long time since I'd been in therapy, and then now I'm like in a more like I'm fine to just go into like monologue and try and like work shit out, but I really didn't realize that like if you stop talking, they don't start talking.
We'll sit there with you. Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm obviously, just like, I hate that.
Oh, we have to focus on, I could just talk about The Sopranos all day, but I do want to say that this is Dina Dedley's season. The artist who records all of the Vanderpump Rules music. Like, what was the song that was introing this episode when it was like about, it was like, I don't want to see your face. Like,
all the music was,
I can't look at,
it was wild, amazing. But the production value felt more expensive than last season, which I was like, great. Could the show be better than last season?
No, but Dina's getting her.
Dina's killing it.
Dina's crushing it.
Katie enters the hotel room wearing her sir dress and
barefoot.
So she's walked out of a room, walked across like the Copenhagen house lawn in her sir dress. I saw her sir dress and I was like, what the hell is this bitch doing? And Kristen greets her with like a shame hug. And I was like, been there. And according to Katie, Kristen went crazy knocking on people's doors, begging for cigarettes and threatening to leave.
Same. Obviously same.
When I moved to Chicago, I was going to college there. I really didn't know anyone except for like one friend. And he brought me, like, we went out for the night with a bunch of his guy friends, but it was like outside of like Chicago proper, like in the suburbs. And I had a full Dodie. Like, as soon as I left like the like downtown area, I went like peak Dodie and just like got so drunk, was like chaining cigs. And then I was begging to leave and he was like, no, we're not leaving. We ended up at someone's like hotel room. Like, everyone was like drinking and being chill except for me, like looking for a way out. And it was pre-Uber and like you couldn't like get a taxi to like come out there and take you back into the city. So I was just like melting down and I had to pee so bad and I like couldn't handle it. So I just peed in a corner of the hallway of the hotel.
I feel like this confession has been burning at you for a long time.
This is my most Dodie truth. And then he walked around the corner. He was like, where are you? And then saw me peeing in a corner. And he was like, oh my God.
Wait, I have my most Dodie truth also involves pee. So it was when I was studying abroad in Italy. Yeah.
That's a classic time to Dodie.
It was in Rome. And I had this friend, she'll go nameless just in case, but she was just like the most fun, like depressive party person, you know, like just would party and then cause the most drama. And like, so obviously I was like addicted to being around her.
Yeah.
And we were out at this club and long story short, she was like, the line for the bathroom was long. And she turns to me and she's like, let's just pee in that corner. And it's like, like within the club, this is like a basement nightclub. There's like this small corridor that goes to like a storm door and there's nothing in there. You could just walk down it. And like, it was a little bit dark in there, but like people are walking by and she was like, no one will find out. It's fine. And like goes in there and it's like, come on. And I'm like, okay.
Yes. And
we fully just drop trow pee in this corner. And then a security guard like walks by and is like, what the fuck? And security guards in Italy aren't like, gonna
they're
be
not,
nice to you.
Yeah, so they are
like,
not
grab
charmed.
Us and start like dragging us out. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, I didn't do anything. And all my friends are like, what did you do? And I'm like, nothing. kept this lie up for like literal years. And then like we were on a trip to Chicago, actually, like me and like study abroad friends, and we were talking about it. And I was like, yeah, I did pee in that corner, actually. And everyone was like, yeah, we know. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't talk to you for 2 weeks afterwards. That was like fucking insane. You like caused a scene. You could have gotten arrested. Like, what the fuck was that? And I was like,
That's life.
Yeah, that's the life.
That's life. It's who I am, Dodie style.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you pee publicly, it's a real cry for help. That was my swan song cry for help.
Well, also just like,
he was like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, what? I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, like I was caught
like pants my immediate down reaction midstream, and I was just like,
yeah, what? Like God knows like what the ripple effect of ripple is, like a really bad word in like a pee story, but like what the effect was of like me being like, I didn't do anything. Like there were so many people involved in this fray, and like it was just everyone came out fine probably. Yeah. But yeah, then like the Kristen of it all, that was like really me going full Dodie, was like me being like, I didn't do it. Like Taylor's crazy, you know, like I didn't do that. Like she's crazy. Like we're all like,
No. I think I was just like, what? And then he's like, you're peeing. And then I was like, okay, like I didn't even try. Like I didn't make a big deal of it. So then it never came back to like haunt me. It was just like, yeah, I peed in the hall of a hotel once in a corner.
So bringing it back to Kristen, I'm really fucking upset that we didn't get to see on camera her freaking out. Why?
I guess like the show,
they probably
like,
wrap at a certain
time.
Yeah.
The workers have to like get sleep, like labor,
the workers.
Like labor law.
We're talking about like cameramen and like sound guys. We're like, the help,
the workers, they need their rest too.
Just so let us watch a Big Brother stream.
Yeah, they called cut and then Kristen kept going. I was just like living for her slipping and sliding around in her sandals. Yeah,
same.
Those her feet and those shoes. I want just like a Big Brother camera stream on Kristen's feet.
Show feet.
Show them feet.
Kristen, if you're listening, please start a feet Patreon.
She should. Feet tell us. She's a person much like Lindsay Lohan, and I've said this about Lindsay's feet before, that her feet tell us everything we need to know. Like if you showed me a picture of Kristen Doty's feet, I could tell you like what kind of mood she's in, what's going on, like if things are happening in her personal life. Like her feet are the secret doorway to her soul. Yeah. Send me a picture of Kristen's feet and I'll tell you
new tier
wild truths.
New
yeah
tier new of the tier. Patreon.
Katie slept in Sheena's room, which I think was the real Sheena's the victor of this entire trip.
Sheena kept Katie up all night long,
not alone after all. The Sheena Shea story. All the guys are hungover and smelly. You can tell their hotel room smells like farts and sweat.
I'm just imagining Jax right now, like you could hear like the Coke drip as he was talking.
So congested.
He's so stopped up all the time.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like shit. He's
it's
like,
time for another nose job.
Sick. And I'm like, okay, you literally just like did tons of blow last night. Yeah. And then Bo said he stayed up till 5 a.m. later on in the episode. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Cokeheads.
Just say it.
There's a flashback to Jax taking 7 shots and it just made me sad for the nostalgic for the good old days.
Yeah, it's honestly like it's a great argument for new blood when we see things like that, because like I don't want to watch these people not ruin their own lives.
And they don't even like try really now. Like Schwartz says something and like burps mid-sentence. It's like they're not even like trying to be interesting, but they're not compelling enough to like, they're not like Lindsay Lohan where she can just like anything she does is just like the most compelling thing you've ever seen.
We need you to be more mentally ill.
Yeah, like I mean, not mentally ill enough to like command that kind of thing. If they were, they would have actually made it as like actors and models. So like them just like resting on their performance laurels and like phoning it in these scenes is like not gonna cut it.
Well, also just like
I'm like, a great scene would have been if Jax woke up, felt like shit, Sandoval woke up, but Schwartz was like dead on the floor. And then they had to like figure out how to bring Schwartz back to life.
Would love to see the cast try to hide a body. Yes.
Yeah. And then like the funeral, like, then like a nice wrap up.
You know, if
Jax
were
afterwards.
Given the opportunity, like not the opportunity. Given the opportunity to plan a funeral. No, like if Jax were like tasked with like, okay, like, it's, I'm imagining like society has collapsed and like Jax has to make a tribute to like Schwartz. Like, we've got the dead body. This is post earthquake, basically.
Okay.
You know that Jax would just like be like, there's nothing we can do. There's no point.
Yeah.
Like, he would fully just leave a dead body behind and not, he'd be
we gotta get out of here. We shouldn't be around this.
What's the point in living in the past?
You could have all sorts of diseases. We shouldn't even be here. He would check out mentally and emotionally, but then probably show up for the fume.
I'm like fantasizing right now about a scenario in which we get to watch the Vanderpump Rules cast in the aftermath of the big one, the earthquake.
Please.
Please.
I want like survival. Like, I want like fucking Vanderpump Rules, Lord of the Flies style.
Yes.
I want them to like, I want Vanderpump Rules Donner Party, where they just like get stranded in the mountains and they have to choose the person they're going to
eat. That's
all
we're advocating for.
I want Vanderpump Rules. What's that Andy's Mountain
one
soccer team
weekend.
Movie where the plane crashes and they're stuck in the alive?
Sure.
That's what I want, is like them in a plane crash and then who lives and who dies and who gets who
we could have had
goes
it.
For freedom.
Crash like, the private
need
jet.
To up the fucking stakes.
Can we release this?
Actually, yeah. I'm like, this is dark, and I also want to clarify that I'm joking.
Right. We
wink, wink.
Hate murder.
I don't want anyone to get murdered.
We hate death.
I just want
everyone to be happy and healthy, but not that
Lala
happy.
Took them
a little
on a
less
private
healthy.
Jet trip to South America and the PJ crashed in the Andes Mountains and they had to like
wink, wink.
And they had to figure it out. It could be really great television.
It just might be.
Is all I'm saying.
Just like perhaps a thought.
The girls go to a winery / ranch and
go on.
The ranch reminds me of Hesh's beautiful ranch.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Bringing it
horses.
Back to where
yeah,
we
Yeah,
bring
it back to Sopranos. A touchstone that makes me feel safe. Someone says to Kristen.
Pie oh my. R.I.P. Spoiler alert.
Don't bring it up. Someone goes, Kristen, you fell on the ground and continued to argue from the ground. And Kristen
Lala's
just goes,
fucking
yeah.
Bitch. Them all ganging up on Kristen like makes me so upset. But obviously I'm like, more.
Give Dodi a break or
yeah.
push her to the fucking edge. She's our only hope at this point. Like,
truly.
She needs to break up with Carter. Like, if it
we're getting a breakup this season.
Yeah. If it weren't for Dodi, we wouldn't. Like, she built this show.
Yeah.
With her vagina and the movie Drive.
I'll never forget
her vagina
yelling,
and daddy issues.
She sucked your cock. You returned the favor. I mean, all we have now are flashbacks to better days.
Yeah, that's it.
Kristen, suck a cock. Return the favor.
Suck a cock and return the favor. God damn it. Show your feet. This entire series rests on Dodie's shoulder. She's carrying the heaviest load.
Feet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lala is smelling wine but not drinking, because we find out that Rand told her that she's like a nightmare when she drinks.
Yeah, I kind of am a truther about this storyline. I feel like Lala is doing good acting with this.
With the Rand
like,
stuff?
I mean, I know it's all, you know, to a degree acted, but yeah, with the Rand stuff, it just felt very like shoehorned and like, I don't know, like...
I think that they did go through, like, I had intel.
I guess it's another feeling of, like, we're not getting the full story.
We're not getting the full story.
Yeah.
And I have intel that I can't say on this pod because I promised someone I wouldn't.
So what we can definitely say is that we're not getting the full
We're not
story
getting the
here.
Full story, yeah. But I also think that it's, like, classic Guma tactic of being, like... Why won't you be with me? And like, you promised me. And he's like, you know how this is. You know how this goes. And then you're like, fine, I'm leaving. And then you leave.
You're like a young British.
I don't know what I just did there.
Fine, I'm leaving.
Oh, I'm leaving.
Please, then. Sir.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So you lay down the law, and then your man comes correct with a ring.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. When did she get the proposals coming out?
It's like September, I think.
Oh, I have no sense of time.
Like over Labor
I thought
Day.
It was 4th of July because they were like fireworks set up.
Oh, yeah.
But like that's just something that he
could
did.
Be any time.
Yeah, that could be any in the Vanderbump universe.
Vanderbump universe and like in universe in Mexico also. I just feel like there's constantly firecrackers going off.
Yeah. I'm very upset by the Kristen Stassi conversation. Are we there yet or no?
Almost. But first, we have to understand why Brittany was throwing up all night. And it's either like you
an agave allergy. He might have an agave allergy.
I need Dr. Sheena Shea to like diagnose everyone from here on out.
I was having like an Instagram spiral the other night and I went to like Sheena's promoting like a workout book.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
Sheena Slim Down.
The Sheena Slim
it's
Down.
It's on my wish list.
Which is just is FYI. It?
Yeah, I'm not buying that shit.
Yeah.
And you can't get a galley
Someone
of it
please.
It's like.
It's like self-published, released,
self-published on yeah. Amazon.
With inspiring.
Like the shittiest Photoshop job. Like it looks like I could publish a PowerPoint presentation on Amazon yeah. that is Sheena's Slim Down.
Right.
Just Same. Called like Larry Lost It All. And like
Larry Lost.
It's just like a PowerPoint of like me doing jumping jacks and like hanging upside down on my inversion table and doing like sit-ups.
Oh, Larry
should
Lost
I do,
It All.
Should I self-publish on Amazon?
You should see if you can get, because like Amazon does like the rankings of like, even if you self-publish, it's like number like I know this from having a very dark published ebook by Thought Catalog. That's like a
I
compilation
you
of
have a published.
I see no money from that. It's recorded. The Audible recording is someone else's voice, obviously.
Do you love an Audible recording of someone else's voice on your
love
own
that.
Work?
Yeah, that's really fun. Maybe now I'm finally like distant enough from that traumatic experience that I can listen to it, because initially like I listened to like the beginning of it, like the first like 10 seconds and I was like, ah! Like,
I've never been at a chill.
I'm comforted
place.
By no one buying it. So there's that. What I was gonna say is
so
that
if you're listening, don't buy it.
No, sometimes like once a year, basically,
you get
like
cent.
Someone will be like, "No, I get
oh,
nothing."
You get
someone
nothing.
Will be like, "Oh my god, I bought your ebook and like bought it to support you. I bought the Audible book," and I'm like, "No, that supports.
You're like, it just supports this
a,
shitty fucking
an institution.
Company.
I don't it's a shell company, but they show like." Your ranking in like whatever category. So it's like, you know, like number like 607,000 in like whatever. And
yeah.
You should see if you can get above Sheena's current ranking, which is probably like, you know.
Hers is probably pretty good.
Higher than mine.
Let's look at
whatever. We need to find maybe
we
bonus
episode. Maybe bonus episode.
We'll Sheena Slim Down?
Do Sheena Slim Down. So Dr. Sheena, medicine woman, thinks that Brittany might have a serious agave allergy.
Which is like, is agave in tequila?
Yeah, tequila is made from agave. Mm,
pretend I knew that.
The more
Thank
you know.
Thank you.
I love that. Educational.
Sheena taught me something this week. Every week, Sheena schools me.
Brittany doesn't trust herself because she keeps asking like about the guys last night. She's like, were we too mean to them? And it's like... When Brittany didn't even like set a boundary.
Yeah.
Like there was nothing to be mean. Like they didn't say anything, but like the fact that Brittany is like questioning her own reaction, like I was just like, God, may you please get the help you so desperately need before you like attach yourself for life to this other person.
These people are just like you can never remind yourself enough that these people are like in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like can you imagine if I'm 28, a young, fresh ingenue, and yeah,
and like seething with rage. I'm
if
like,
my
Ew.
Boyfriend called me now and was like, "Hey, I'm at a party and there are girls here," I would be like, "We're breaking up for you telling me that."
Yeah, like
do you
why
know what
are
I mean?
You telling
like,
me?
Like that's like fucking insane. Like, what are you doing? I just. This whole, I'm sure it was again something where like it was like producers were like, we need something here.
Yeah,
we need to put something here. So you guys are going to a hotel. We're going to get girls. Peter's going to do the thing. Like, you guys are going to call. But it's so much darker to believe that this happened, like, organically with them being like, we got to call the girls.
Yeah. And also it's like, okay, so you're like, what, like, Jax keeps being like, I was so uncomfortable. I was so, like, he's like a
he
shit.
Can't and it's be
like,
around women.
What? Like, does he just, like, get, is it like his boner rages out of control?
I mean, yes.
He probably, like, ejaculates somewhat in his pants and it is uncomfortable because he has, like, crazy
well,
blue
there's
balls.
There's no happiness for Jax with someone like Brittany who, like, I mean, I guess, like.
But also, there's no happiness for, like, Jax is the kind of person that can't see his own friend have, like, a win and yeah. have, like, a great night and, like, live no. his truth without it, like, hurting Jax.
Yeah.
Or, like, taking something away from right. Jax's experience of the night.
Yeah. And he
that's
can't,
a bad friend.
He can't do that.
Can't
one.
Let Peter get some, a blowy in the bathroom and, like.
Peter and that Peter woman talked for 5 minutes. There's no way it. They actually fucked. Do you think it actually happened?
I don't think you go in a bathroom with Peter Madrigal.
I forgot that you've turned a corner.
I'm on a full Peter would fuck. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 10-10 right now on old PM. But like, I think that those women were
I'm
very
seeing, like,
impressed.
A Peter Sopranos cosplay for you.
Yeah.
Like, putting it out there that, like,
Peter's
Peter
Carmella.
Peter's Carmella.
He can be the Carmella to my Tony.
Yes. Oh my God, I see that so much.
I go, calm.
That was good. That's it. Yeah, that's it. This is happening.
But, like, those women were like, they were like, is your life always like this? And he goes, no, I'm usually at Sir. Like, Peter has no game. So I'm just happy that he got laid that night. And the
yeah.
only person that's unhappy
yeah,
and, like, threatened by that is Jax.
Basically, yeah, I'm threatened by anything happening on this show. I feel like Jax with regards to this show.
Yeah.
I'm both Jax and Brittany. Mm-hmm. I'm questioning my entire experience with this show. Is any of it real?
Yeah. It's thrown
Are my
me,
feelings
like,
valid?
I start to feel like I'm crazy.
Yeah, definitely fully am.
Everybody at the farm/winery goes to play cornhole except for Dodie and Stassi, and then the saddest conversation of the season ensues, where basically we realize Dodie is also throughout this episode just doing the heaviest pours of wine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're a real MVP of drinking if you can get so fucked up that you're blackout, fall down, begging for cigs, threatening to leave drunk, wake up, shame hug your best friend who couldn't even stay in the same room with you and wore her work outfit to sleep in because she couldn't even, like, interact with you in the same
and
sphere.
Also get up, flat iron the hair, put on the makeup,
get up, fully ready. Get gussed, and then do a huge healthy pour of, like, white wine at 1 p.m. That is real.
It almost feels like Kristen, like, has heard your impersonation of her and, like, leaned into it, like, her, like, twitchiness of, like, yeah, well,
is I'm sorry,
it's full blown this season in a way that we just, I guess, we haven't gotten to see in previous ones. Do you think she might be unmedicated now? Also, with the drink, being able to drink, like, I know when I'm on medication, I'm fully less able to drink without getting, like, a wild hangover. And then also, yeah, when you're like,
is that what it does?
Managed.
That is what it does.
It depends what medications you're on.
Mm-hmm.
For me with Wellbutrin, it makes me super hungover.
Yeah.
Like, and also, like, this might be in my head, but, like, it feels like more of a lightweight, or I'm just, like, drinking regular amounts of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not 24.
I don't know what Kristen is. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. But
I don't
God
think
bless
she
it.
Knows either. Which is wild that, like, because this whole Carter and Kristen situation is exactly the Sandoval Kristen situation.
Yeah.
Where, like, just in terms of, like, you're both miserable together.
Right.
You should not be together anymore.
Yeah.
And now you're sucking everyone else into your misery. And, like, you would think that after going through, not only just going through that situation, but going through it publicly, having it documented on camera where you can refer back to it and see it over and over, you would be able to identify exactly, like, when that's happening again and decide to, like, veer in a different direction. But Dodie doesn't play by those rules. And that's why I love her, but I also am deeply worried for her.
I mean, I'm deeply worried, but I'm also just huge gratitude at this.
I know. She's like giving said,
carrying the team this season. But
she
yeah,
is LeBron.
It was crazy watching like Stassi be like, you can be with someone who loves you, like someone who fully wants to be around you every day. Like, and Stassi is so, throughout the episode, you see that she's in that like first 3 months mode.
Yeah.
Where it's like, nothing bothers you. Like the red flags are there.
Yeah.
But they're not bothering you. But I feel like her and Beau are on like a pretty, unfortunately, solid ground.
I feel like they're on very solid ground.
It's working out. It's positive. It's supportive. It's healthy. Whatever the fuck. But
it's shocking to see Stassi being like,
Kristen, you deserve better. Rather
Stassi
than like
speaking truths, like, and yeah, being like an empath and being like a good friend, yes, and like a solid supporter of her other girlfriends is like, truly, I was like, what show am I watching right now?
Yeah.
Like, who is this person? Like, how has this person had so much personal growth? Like,
well, I love just like, it's kind of, I don't know, when they're all, what's amazing is when they're in a group dynamic, it's just like everybody shit on Kristen, mm-hmm, and then, and especially Katie, and then they're like, what's wrong with Kristen? Why is she being like this? And it's like, maybe if you guys came with more concern about her eating the flowers rather than like, you piece of shit, like, I don't know.
Katie loves a shit on Kristen.
Loves it so much. Like when she was like filming her, mm-hmm, on her Instagram story and stuff. I can't think of specific stuff she said, but just so many specifically cutting, not funny, entertaining things. Like, yeah, usually when your friend is fucked up like that, you're trying to like distract from it. Or like,
if my friend was fucked up like that, I'd be like, hey, like, come over here. And right, then I would be like, we're going to, yeah, take the mic packs off. And
then
I'll
again,
just, like,
I'm doing the most boring thing right now, which is to be like, this is the way I want the Vanderpump Rules cast to act.
Well, no, but I mean, it's like
normal people.
It's two handed because you have, yeah, to put yourself as a viewer, you put yourself in those situations and like, I want to see them be awful to each other in different ways than just,
yeah,
being
not
like low-key shitty.
Yeah, like the passive-aggressive stuff and then it resulting in a storyline of like, we don't know why Kristen's being crazy. It's like, at least, it just seems like they're all so, they're afraid to act out at this point. Like,
yeah,
they've all suffered the judgment of the audience and don't want to be like on the chopping block. So they're trying to be like sanctimonious.
Mm-hmm.
But at least with Stassi, like this honestly felt like it was good to watch. Like, not like good,
it feels
like
authentic.
It made me feel good, but it was like authentically like a confrontation.
Yeah.
And Kristen's
not really understanding it. And like
later when she talks about it and she's like, was it hurtful? And like, was it insulting, hurtful, cruel? Like, but also maybe a little bit true. Yes.
I was like, what was insulting, hurtful, or cruel about that?
That's why she's.
Kristen's
really
narrative is like, Stassi yelled at me.
Yeah.
And like got crazy with
which
me.
Which I stan.
I love, but I'm also like, Kristen, break
yeah,
up with this fucking
undoing
guy.
Undoing all of the work.
Yeah.
And we love it. We love to see it.
Our queen.
Our queen.
Kristen doesn't believe that she's lovable, which is a note that I wrote. I was like, this gets into yeah, very just like real therapy territory.
Yeah.
And I want Kristen to find love and love herself eventually.
Same.
Like in 3 years when the show's
off. I feel
air,
like it was happening. And then I wish we got to see the deterioration of their relationship more because I feel like now we're being like sold a version of it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who to believe. Because Carter does not.
Carter seems like a dick.
Carter, I'm sure, is a dick. But he on camera, like Kristen overreacts and like is so yeah, just like reactive that it makes it seem like she's lying about like the way Carter acts to her. She's like, Carter yells at me and cusses at me all the time, and then he's just sitting there while Kristen's like, I don't know, you're fucking crazy. Like,
and I'm, well, like, I mean, I think Carter does say trust stuff like, he's like, Carter, you have bad days all the time, honey. Like, he sounds like, I do think what's being described is like he's complacent because like he can live off her a little bit. I don't believe the narrative of people fully living off Kristen, because if that's true, I mean, either way, but like she said this about James, she said this about Tom, like, I was supporting you, I was your mom, I was paying for everything. And yeah, I can't, if it's three times over true, then it is. I mean, I guess it could really be true because she's literally like buying people's love.
Yeah.
And like bargaining and sort of doing like the emotional manipulation, like trapping thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably actually it's probably true.
I think it's true. And I think it's like a control thing too, where like she doesn't really want to be vulnerable with another person.
She doesn't want someone to be able to leave.
Yeah.
Actually.
And that too. And so she just like allows herself to like take care of them in that way. So yeah, that she,
so she can like lord
she can
it over
be
them.
The top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
She tops the from the top.
Kristen tops from the very low bottom. Kristen tops from like the emotional bottom.
The emotional
of the
bottom of your deepest, darkest pit of sadness.
Never stop.
Bottom Speaking of sadness, I have a note that just says, I know Dodie's sadness. Which might need to be merch someday.
Yeah, it's got a real ring to it.
I know Dodie's sadness.
Just Dodie's darkness.
I've been in Dodie's darkness.
Like, let me copyright this. Hold on.
Beside trademark. Don't steal it. Lisa is at Tom Tom giving some employee shit about the way the flower arrangements look. And I know for a fact those flower arrangements are fake. So
yeah, obviously.
It doesn't, that note doesn't matter.
I could never see tiny Tom Tom to be lit on fire. I could never see it again. Like, I'm so, the Tom Tom storylines have, I'm at the end of my rope.
I mean, at this point, I'll just like take it, but because I am a Tom Tom super fan.
Well, yeah, I'm saying this as a member of the VIP at Tom Tom, but.
Yeah. Lisa tells Tom and Tom that she met a lady at the Aspen Food and Wine Festival, which I'm like, how did you get into this, Lisa Vanderpump? Like, does anyone know? Like, can you imagine having just like the hubris to show up at Aspen Food and Wine Fest and people ask you what
Do
your
you
background
think it's
is?
That serious? I feel like all these like trade shows are like, it's a $3,000 buy-in. And then people from around the country are like, yes,
I just
like, I will elevate my business.
Was like the one for like really, really rich people. So I thought like by default, that means it had to be like good.
Quality.
But I don't know.
Well, I wonder if she just like, I mean, you can just go.
She went
right?
there to like discover what good food is. Yeah. She's like, what is this thing?
I have
that
a feeling
have
that
been
Lisa
telling me about
tastes good food and is like, ugh.
Lisa,
or she's faking it. No, she probably eats really well, and then
I don't know. I think
tricking the rest of us. I can't tell.
Lisa, I think she eats at her restaurants like
just
all,
like cut it.
Every
it's
day.
Truly the worst food that you could possibly have,
and that's the food like, that she willingly eats. And
I'm very
so
confused.
I think that she takes bites of food from Sir Villablanca and Pump and says
there's like a little Lisa plate in the corner constantly.
Yeah. She's like, wow, this is delicious.
Ugh.
So Sly from the Aspen Food and Wine Fest is going to come to like teach Tom and Tom how to be mixologists. And Lisa says, Tom Tom is going to be different from Pump, sir, in Villa Blanca. And just like in my head, I was like, so it's going to be good?
And we know the truth.
Sandoval's not happy. He and Schwartz invested $100,000.
Doesn't it feel like the number keeps changing?
What was 50?
Like, it was 50. And then it was like she had never on like a reunion recently or something. It was like, well, I never cashed the check. And then last night I saw, unfortunately, Sandoval on Watch What Happens Live, and he was like, we don't have a term sheet yet. Like, this whole charade.
What is it then?
What is it then? Like, what was the actual, there's some legitimate deal. I'm just such a truther. We're not seeing it.
We're not seeing the truth. And I don't know, is that just how it works in restaurants? You just say like, hey, want to make a restaurant? And then people give you money and then you make it. Like, I feel like every business, like you have to have like business deals, like pieces of paper that are signed and like lawyers.
They definitely, I think this is.
Do they just cut them checks like whenever? Like they just like say like, it feels very Sopranos, like organized crime.
That's the best case scenario.
I feel like they just
the tiny room upstairs Tom and is Tom. Actually like
yeah, that's like a meeting room.
Crouch
like,
in it,
smoking cigars. At one point, like Lisa and Ken,
people
like,
have been murdered in there and then chopped up and dragged out. Yeah,
yeah, they like give them an envelope with cash in it, and that's how like Tom and Tom get paid. Like something is
your
not
piece,
adding up.
Your cut.
Yeah. Lisa tells Sandoval he's not a mixologist, which I thought was incredibly
rude. That was devastating.
Rude. Yeah.
Yes.
I rewound that three times and was like, what did she just
How
say to him?
How dare you?
And
I mean,
I felt
we've
bad.
Seen him. He's created foam.
He's created foam.
There's an ice machine.
He makes diamonds in the ice machine.
He brings
machine.
His own alcohol in backpacks to the Mondrian.
He bought that machine that's the only one in North America
the
to
only
freeze
one.
The fucking shots.
What the fuck
that is that? Never got put into Tom Tom.
We never got to have them.
Yeah. So I think we should start a civil lawsuit, like a class action against Tom Tom that was like, I was told explicitly.
I think we should start protesting. Much like the Sopranos did when the Native Americans were protesting Christopher Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah.
And then they staged a counter protest that was just violence. I don't know which party we are in this scenario.
The Sopranos are always doing really like problematic things
oh, yeah.
to like
I mean,
other
very...
marginalized groups
oh,
who are
yeah.
protesting.
The,
and that makes me...
The belief that Italian Americans are marginalized is one of the best like things you see play out in the show where like obviously they're not, and then you get to see because that is a true thing in New Jersey that like I did have friends growing up in northwest suburb near Pennsylvania, New Jersey being like, well, I'm Italian American, which is basically black, and it's like that truly was happening in the 90s and 2000s.
You're like, I love that
anyway.
You think that, but
I mean, yeah, you were, it's so prevalent. I don't think it is anymore, but then again, possibly overestimating New Jersey. The main point of this is we need to lay down in front of Tom Tom, put our bodies on the line and demand to see the
demand
paperwork.
To see the term sheet. We
Show
will do for Tom
sheet.
And Tom what they cannot do for themselves, which is...
We need to launch a full campaign.
Have fair representation and consideration.
Unionize Tom Tom.
Yeah. Like, there's a part, too, where, like, it comes later. I think it's when, like, Jax is, like, being, like, well, what are you going to do if you can't get a drink on the menu? And then Sandoval flips out and
yeah,
says he won't do
out.
It anymore. Or, like, someone asks them what they've put into this restaurant.
It's
and then Jax. Tom Schwartz.
Jack's like, what have you done? Really, honestly, what have you done? But
and
seriously, what have you guys
Schwartz
done?
Goes, my life, my soul. And I was like, what are you talking about?
It's like, a very Sopranos-ish moment.
Yeah.
Like I was having full Sopranos vibes in that scene because
I was like, you
so
put
many things.
Nothing in. You wiped yeah. down a toilet. Like you've actually been told.
You drank out of a bottle of tequila while batching.
Yeah, you stole liquor from your own restaurant. You've been told by people who are more in charge to stay away
right.
from this restaurant that you have
yeah.
put money into.
Yeah. I loved also, yeah, Jackson, that scene being like, I can't drink right now. And then Tom's like, Schwartz is like, you don't have to drink it if it's in front of you. It's just in front of you. Like, and you can tell he's like, I'll drink it.
Yeah. No, like the no drinking into just getting a drink put down in front of you anyways. I was like,
the Vanderpump Rules no drinking approach is very interesting how it plays out across characters, because you have Lala like putting her face in wine and being like, God, that's fucking good.
Yeah.
Like just fucking tweaking, jonesing. And then you have Schwartz being like, yeah, I didn't drink today. I only had like three beers.
Then you have Sheena telling Shay, like, just get a little buzz, don't get wasted. And then someone explicitly being like, I cannot have a drink, I can't have it. And then his best friend just getting him one anyways and putting it in front of
what
him.
I wouldn't give for Jax to go to another NA or AA meeting. That was the most amazing when we got Jax dumping Laura Lee at NA, and then she like talked him back in. She was like, wait, what? And then like talked him back into dating her.
I think like
he was like, yeah, we'll just go home together. And then he like leaves her there.
Like, perfect. I think that like Jax could get to an AA or NA point if he cheats on Brittany again. He's like, but he's under the influence. Like I could see him going to like a full,
I'm just a totally different person.
Yeah, like I'm in my own recovery. Like this is who I am.
Jax would be so good in recovery because he's really good at getting addicted to fitness and other forms of self-destruction.
And he loves, like,
not that fitness is a form of self-destruction, but
call out others.
Yes, he loves to judge other people's behaviors
and like, be like really like, not, I'm not saying like all people in recovery are like this, but I feel like there's like a good cross-section of like sanctimonious, like, yeah, sober people. So I feel like he'd fit in really well there, and like try, yeah, and get people to join the program. Like, he'd be good at recruiting.
Oh, he would not be good at recruiting at all, I don't think.
No,
I think Jax would be like such an advertisement to, like, well, this seems, I think, a bit fucking crazy.
Get like young guys in and be like coaching them and like not to make,
no,
the
I
same
feel like
mistake.
Jax would be like the guy who goes to sex love addiction and then like only
fucks
uses
everyone.
It as a means to sleep with other people and then tell people he went.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that for him.
I'm like ready for like a spinoff series of Jax just like getting sober.
I mean, I'm dying for, in general, like the Vanderpump Rules intervention series, because it's so... There's so much material. There's so much fertile soil for that to really just be a beautiful, fruitful thing. Because it really feels like when you watch the show, like that no matter how many times they touch on addiction, it feels like they've never heard of it.
No.
Like they have no idea how to talk about it. They have no idea how to like talk about or treat someone who's like at the very least trying not to drink, if not like fully in recovery.
Yeah.
And then like whenever there is like a sober person, they talk about them, or anyone who has like any kind of morals, they're like, well, Brittany changed our lives. Not that she's sober, but like she was just like, oh, I haven't like fucked over as many people.
Yeah.
Probably in general too. She was like, I've slept with 5 people.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Lala and Ariana go horseback riding. They do like one lap around the little
field. Very confused by this scene.
And then Lala and Stassi chat. I did not know that they were this close.
Yeah.
I just, like, all of a sudden they're like best.
We're to believe that they're all very close at this point. Which I feel it with Stassi and Lala.
Yeah, I just didn't realize they were on this level. And then it was nice to see, like, two women being there for each other. And Stassi seemed to really care about what Lala was saying. Or at least be able to pretend like she has empathy. But it felt very real.
There's a lot of being moved to tears in this episode by
so
Lala.
So many tears, yeah.
Brittany's moved to tears. Stassi's moved to tears. Katie tries to
feel
Katie's
something.
Squinting so hard. Grasping at a feeling.
Randall asked for Lala's hand in marriage before from her father.
Was confused by this.
I was confused too because I'm like, so your mom told you.
Call and say, can I have her?
Yeah.
It was just a confusing.
So I guess like
story.
I'm not sure like what purpose that was serving, but I guess like Lala, I feel like Lala's probably getting. Which we don't see on camera, but my instinct is that like she's starting to have that moment with Rand where it's like, okay, like you're divorced now. Like you said we were going to get married. Like where's the fucking ring? And like that's like the undercurrent of all their fighting.
Yeah.
And then when she was talking to her mom about that, her mom was like, well, he did call your dad before your dad passed away and asked him. So like it's in motion or something like that.
Yeah, that would make sense. I was very confused by the way that she phrased it. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess I haven't had the experience with like anyone in my life where like someone asked their dad for like their hand.
I'm like,
so I don't know what that sounds
dad.
Like.
He has no say.
My
over that.
Dad. Well, my dad would just be like, I don't.
Sure.
I don't know.
I'm like, if you want to have that awkward discussion with Butch, by all means.
Your dad's name is Butch?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
But like,
it's amazing.
You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess do it. I don't know. It's weird to like.
My dad would be very put off by that.
Yeah.
Like he would, I could very much say that my dad would say that whoever did that would be a fucking weirdo. I think he would. That would be the response, but who's to say?
It's funny to me that Lala is so, like, she really is into, like, kind of old school, like, hetero values. Yeah. But at the same time.
Oh, I think it's very, like, expected.
It's expected, but also, I mean, like, at the same time, she tries to act, like, a certain way. But really, I think
Well, her whole power of the pussy is, like, oriented towards men.
Yeah.
It's not, like, empowerment for the sake of empowerment.
No.
You know, it's like, well, you can use this for this purpose. You can, like, this is how you own your man, control your man, like, which is a refreshing thing in the Vanderpump universe.
Yeah, that's definitely like a different approach.
Yeah.
Than it's, like
it's
most
fresh.
Fresh. And I think no one else has really tried that approach. Like,
no.
Lala's definitely the only person that's dated anyone of means on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I think all the girls are very capable of doing exactly what Lala's done.
But I never really understood Stassi's version of that was Patrick. But his whole, he was just a guy with a podcast.
Yeah.
And he was like, I fully get it.
But yeah. Like, no shade. But
while
like,
I have
also
the same type, like, no, it's just like.
But Lala's playing like a whole different game. Like she's in a different like playing field. Even from like the way that she presents herself and like looks on a day to day basis is very different from the other girls.
For sure.
In the way that she just is dressed like.
Like
a
she
young
is
woman who
something
is,
to achieve.
Yeah, going to like fuck her
what
way
that
to
thing
top.
Is, we're not sure.
But, yeah, TBD.
But I'm also, sure it'll be spectacular.
It darked me out when she was talking about her and Rand's breakup and she's like joking about all the other dicks she could suck to get on like a private jet.
Did I felt like it was just a return to the Lala we've known.
Like, it was funny, but I was also like, I don't know.
Well, it's like, it's the feeling you always get when someone has like gotten, I felt like in a way, like I was watching myself, like always like post breakup. I'm like, well, I'm going to do like this, this, and this. And it's like, well, no one cares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the people are just listening to you and they're like, oh, you're suffering. You're in pain. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see what you actually do when you like take a second to like feel your feelings. But she's just like, I'm going to suck so many dicks. I'm going to get on those jets. And it's like, her friends can only be like,
yeah,
yeah,
totally.
100%. When like, when that's for two reasons, like, I feel like with them, it's like Brittany couldn't resist being like, well, I wouldn't go about it like that.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's like,
there's like the harsh, like,
tightening up her chastity belt,
the fucking like Christian ass judgment that they're passing. You not what be I would two say. Worst people, Katie and Brittany.
Katie's like visually taken aback. Like, her entire neck was like strained. You could see like Katie was not.
Katie's
down.
Eyes are always very telling. She's always like squinting. She's like,
mm-hmm. Like, single Lala, it would make Katie's head explode.
Yeah.
But also, when she's saying this stuff, I'm like, you're telling these, like, these people are not going to be here for you in the same way when you don't have a rich boyfriend or husband.
Yeah.
Like, the only reason that you're truly have been able to come around and be friends with all of them.
Well, their reaction was fully like, they were like, oh no, that's not what we were expecting. Like, it was like so clearly like, but we just went on the private jet.
Like, the first time.
So, is this, what's the...
But like, we're not really also addressing like the fact, like, she kind of, Lala talks a bit about like her lifestyle that's going to have to change.
Yeah.
But it's also like, that's like a big deal. If you have dated this person that's paid for like a significant amount of your bills and stuff, and then you were to like not have them around, like, I'm just like, she may try and play the like really I'm empowered card, but I don't think at the end of the day that she's empowered at all.
You could feel that no one's like, again, there's no two worse people for that news, but like, Katie and Brittany had zero idea what to say and were also like completely crestfallen, like, at the idea that like they were losing out.
Yeah. Also,
that like their this whole the world was about to shift.
Yeah.
They didn't even ask any questions.
No questions.
Like, nothing. I mean, we got nothing, and hopefully next week we get more, but it was just like, I came home to find him strung out.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, oh, all right, that's it. That's what, and then he tried to take her shoes. I don't know.
But if you're having relationship problems, the last people that I would go to for any advice or like to be a sounding board would be Katie Maloney.
Yeah, that is
and
kind
Brittany.
Of an amazing scene in that way, because you have like the two ultimate, like, stand by your man when he's ruining your life and making you miserable, and you and are a horrible, just, toxic person in this relationship as well as yourself. And they're like, oh no.
They're just kind
we don't
of
know
like,
how to handle someone deciding to end a relationship.
Yeah, like, they're like, well, that's not what we would do, but okay. Like, they really offer
no frame
nothing.
Of reference.
Stassi wears PJs on the PJ, which was cute. I was like, okay, Stassi is like born for this life.
Yeah, that's another reason why Stassi has never gotten to like live her best like billionaire arm candy. Like, we need to set her up with Jeff Bezos.
Please, Bezos, if you're listening.
The Bezos Guma.
Be the Bezos Guma. I want Stassi and Jeff to get together so bad.
Ugh, they would be chic together.
They would be chic together.
His head moisturized.
Mm-mm-mm. But I think Stassi like wants love.
No, she wants true love.
I don't know, though. I'm like, there was just a moment where I was like, Bo made me uncomfortable in this episode.
same. Are we talking about, which moment are you talking about?
I'm just talking about when Stassi's like laying on the couch and he's around
like a blonde Ray Charles.
I'm also like, why don't we ever see Bo's apartment?
We never see Bo's apartment. What if Bo's like Dirty John?
He's like homeless. He lives in a Bo's tent, actually like down the street.
Defrauded so many women across the country who are just seeing this now. The reports are rolling in. If you have a Bo story, that
would be the dark twist that we needed this whole time. If Bo's like slowly siphoning money out of Stassi's bank accounts into like.
I mean, she a Caribbean like
bank account.
I really can't get out of my head the scene in the birthday episode where, like, post her freaking out the next day, he's like, come here. And, like, puts his arms around her. He's like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Like, I was like,
that
wow.
shook me to my core because, like, I've been that person being consoled by, like, a solid male figure before mm-hmm. and been like, this is what love is. And I'm like, oh, God, this is as good as it gets for me and Stassi. Like, this is...
I believe it has to get better than that.
That, like, whenever I watch Bo and Stassi and I feel good about it, I'm so scared for myself and disgusted myself.
Kind of hopeful because
I'm hopeful.
But I'm also like, as we get older, is it really just about, like, settling? You just, like, settle for someone?
I mean, yes.
You just don't have like
historically, yes. I mean, I think
you don't have like the kind of love that you found like in college where you're just like obsessed with someone and you're like,
no,
so into them and they're so into you and you just like fuck all the time and like laugh all the time.
Oh, well, that happens for like 3 months. And yeah. then like after that's my view of relationships is like very cynical and bad. So it's just like all relationships, like, when they're good, are great for 3 months. And then after that, the dust settles. And then you're like, oh, now we're like companions. How do we be companions? And like, can we solve problems and like live a less chaotic existence together? Because that's mm-hmm. really like, what kind of partnership do you want? And then like, that's where like Bo and Stassi's thing, they want like kids in a house, right? And then like Tom and Ariana, like very unclear to me. Like what their future is together, like, because everyone can just have a multitude, like Rand and Lala are going to get divorced.
Yeah.
You know, like she'll outlive him. Like they're a different, that's a future that's possible. But there are futures on the show that are very like TBD.
I feel like Stassi and Bo are like Bethany and Jason Hoppy. Like mm-hmm. at first you're like, hell yes. Like Bethany yeah. found love. Like Jason's so great. Like they have a kid on the way. They're like, it's Bethany. It's like happily ever after story. Like everything's, it's all happening. And then slowly it gets revealed that he is more of a psycho than we ever could have possibly fathomed.
I mean, one can only hope. I hope that it's either great or that it is so combative and chaotic and it implodes before my eyes. It's all I can hope.
One or the other.
One of those.
There's like a moment in this episode where 96 minutes after being on a private jet, Brittany, Katie, and Sheena have to go back and work at Sir.
That was a fun little sequence.
It's a fun fake sequence. Yeah. But I'm glad that they just like went the extra mile to like make them film and pretend like that was actually their lives.
Yeah, like they had to do that for like exactly 2 hours and then they went home and they
probably
were
less.
We're not working
for 30 yeah. minutes and they just had to go in the
also yes yeah, Stassi like, being in, I don't know if we've got into this scene yet, but Stassi being in full makeup,
yeah,
like yeah, full makeup on the couch, full hair and makeup, and then she's like, I'm so hungover.
I know, I was like, well, like, you no, look you're amazing. Not. Like, Bo needs a facial. I was like, you're making Bo actually look bad by how great you look. I was like,
also,
he needs his, like, third season paycheck glow up because he, like, the skincare is his game is not up there on the same par as Stassi's.
No. Or outfit of the day. What was I going to say, though? Oh, have you watched the Vanderpumped version of the show yet, where it like has some, like pop-up video.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that version of this and it was like in the Stassi Bo scene, it was like producer said that Stassi was very hungover. Like it's just like little facts where it's like producers can confirm that this scene.
I love that little
it's
tidbit.
So insulting and trolling, like just more of the same.
Now we get to be abused.
Yeah,
as the viewer. There's a moment where Billie Lee hosts an Equality California event that James is DJing. And Raquel floats into pump, and that's the first and last time we see her beautiful face in this episode.
Her long flowing hair.
And
does
Lisa
she remind
says,
you kind of in the Nightmare Before Christmas? There's the dog Zero that just floats
yes.
on its fur. That's what Raquel is to me. Like, her hair is just like her legs carrying her forth.
She's
floating
like
along a balloon.
A floating, like, I feel like there was in Beetlejuice or something, there are like nuns that float
yes.
around, and
yes.
she's like that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, she's just a floater.
Fully. Grace. Not James, grounded in this world.
Not, no, she's otherworldly. She's
Raquel
from like
really
a sci-fi
is.
Movie. I she's would, from Annihilation.
I would just pay all the money I have, which is like $2,000, to watch Raquel in one therapy session. 1 hour long therapy session.
Yeah, what does she talk
Scoops.
About? Scoops.
Sorry. Yeah. So we're at Sir.
We're at Pump.
Oh, we're at Pump, yes.
For the Quality California, where Lisa corners James and she goes, "Don't let Billy down." Which I'm like, okay, you literally, like, the last time we saw Billy Lee, she right. was being like, I guess touted as this like angry trans woman.
Ugh,
and
the way,
then
the
now,
tokenizing is so wild.
The tables have turned and you're like, I don't get it. I'm just like, this is dark-sided.
I feel like it's consistent in that Lisa's always like, she does this thing of saying how supportive they are of her
mm-hmm.
when it's like, there is no real support. So this feels like finally the moment where it's like, not finally the moment, but you know, at the Pride event that one time, there was that moment where she was like, Billy, tell your story.
She's always making Billy tell
just
her story.
Just making Billy get on the mic and be like, I'm trans.
Yeah.
And that I've gone through this. I've had gender reassignment surgery. Like, and they are just always, like, Billy is only really on the show when that's like part of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just seems like this was their sort of like trying to show like we're, but look how supportive we are. Like
yeah.
while this is, we, like they exploit her being trans for like the conflict of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and
they're
then
also like,
it.
Yeah. And then they also use it to be like, we're having an event and
yeah.
we like, we support her so much, but it
like self-congratulatory.
Yeah. Like
ally.
The actual support of her is like very questionable, or at least we don't get to see it. And this felt like one of the only moments of real like, oh, okay, they're giving her a platform.
Yeah, which I think is great. And I root for Billie Lee. Like, I root for her in a lot of different...
I root for her to have like actual drama on the show.
Yeah,
that's not
like, I'm all for her to be like a full-blown character, or even like, I'm down for her to be like a villain and then like have redemption.
Please.
Or be like just like a amazing
please.
Like source of lols or a voice of reason. Like, I'm all for her having any sort
I'm
of
so
like
over
presence.
This,
yeah,
but like, we're so supportive of Billie Lee being trans when it's like
you don't support anyone unless they can somehow
no.
directly help you.
Yeah.
You don't support anyone.
So I guess this was
unless
really
Billie
one
like
of those.
Had a private jet. Like, this is that. The Billie's private jet is essentially that she's trans
yeah,
and
so can, they
can host
have
an event
a character
at Pump
on the show.
Or Lisa to yeah. like put her name on and then be like, I love the LGBTQ
well,
community.
I have to bring up the quote that she said that. So Billie was talking, addressing everyone, and Lisa's like, I thought that Lisa or Billie Lee was the best for this role. Like, they don't really say the organization is an equality organization. Like, they don't give us anything. And then Billie Lee says, I wanted to start from the ground up and work my way up just like equality does.
Yeah,
like,
I was
direct
like,
quote. I rewound that and laughed so hard so many times because it was such an amazing, like, off the cuff. Like, that's fully me, like, pitching something and being like, so the way in which I am also like in such as equality in that I started from the ground up, much like all equality has. Thank you very much.
I'm gonna
and
start from the ground up and work my way up from the bottom, just like
equality
does.
I'm dying to know what she was referring to. Like, I wish I hope and pray, and I know this wasn't the case, but that she was talking about like her at Sir, and she's like, I started from the ground up.
I thought just that's what like, she was talking about at first.
I just was like, equality, did
she's working her way all up equality the ranks at Sir.
All equality.
Yeah, but I was just like, SMH with Lisa.
that was a wild one. James has to show tangible proof that he has done something, but Lisa won't tell him what the tangible proof is. And James is very upset by this.
Trying to go to her about like the compare the numbers from like yeah. Katie's event, and, she's like, and she no. won't have it. But it's also, I feel like he's fully fired from Sir now, because he doesn't even DJ there now. They just do DJ Mickey.
Right. DJ Mickey. Mm.
Do you know what I found out from just like a long Instagram session yesterday, which is that Billie Lee is the same plastic surgeon who did all the Kardashians' bodies.
Ooh. There so, we... Good for her.
Yeah.
But she's those checks it. Have to be hitting.
I like, think also Leighton Meester paid for her all her surgeries.
All of them?
I think so.
Damn.
That's what someone told me today. I just
think I ran into someone on the street.
Just repeat things that I hear on this podcast. You could tell me literally anything, and I would repeat it on this podcast as if it's.
I know that Leighton Meester, like, that was. I know she like supported her and like originally had hired her. And
yeah, but I think that she helped pay for.
Damn.
Yeah. Leighton's that good friend.
Cool. Great for Billy.
For Billy and great for Leighton. Tom Schwartz can't even get dressed on his own. I just was so irritated when he's trying to pick out outfits to go. Also, any sort of like one-on-one with Schwartz where he's like, I don't know what I would do if Tom Sandoval left. Like, I don't think I would want to do this restaurant anymore. It's like, yeah, you fucking wouldn't, because you're an idiot. Like, you would walk away from an opportunity.
I relate
like
to each of the darkest parts of every single cast member. And with Tom, with Schwartz, it's 100% his complete lack of enthusiasm or any sort of direction or drive. Like, that's me at my worst, is being like, I'll do anything anyone asks me to do.
Yeah.
Like, if you'll pay me money to do something, I'll entertain the idea of doing it. I'll probably do it. Like,
yeah, do a mediocre job.
Yeah, I'll definitely do okay. And
I'll cash the
lay
check.
The groundwork for someone else to probably do it in a better way. Yeah. And maybe I'll learn a skill, but probably not. Like, that's...
I just had it with him. I'm
so confused, right? In that way, he seems like he would... Like, we were with our friend M recently, who has had a years-long psychosexual obsession, a crush on Schwartz, and has not been shaken of it. And you were, like, getting actually angry. Like, you were like, why?
Like, no, like, why? I'm like, nothing, tell me what...
There's no there. Yeah. As Roxanne said.
There's nothing. Yeah. What does he do? Can you imagine having a man like that around? That would drive me fucking crazy. That's
I mean,
just
I think he just
every second
siphons,
being like,
he's an energy vampire, but like, but he doesn't use it for anything.
No, like
I wish he were a con man.
And like then you just have like this man child around that's like, maybe me. What should I wear?
Well, Katie loves it. Katie's like, Katie come drink that. From this teat. Like, yes.
Like, the kind of person through. That would, like, want that around is terrifying.
They're a perfect couple in that way.
Yeah, but, like...
Because Katie wants to just tell people what is best for them to do.
Yeah. She wants to be mommy.
Yeah.
And Schwartz is trying to channel Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg.
Right.
I was like, in what fucking world do you think that you're channeling?
What movie does he say he's like? Rudy?
Rudy.
Isn't Rudy about a disabled person? A developmentally disabled guy? Or am I thinking of... I think I'm thinking of Radio.
Yeah, that's thinking Cuba of Radio. Junior.
I don't know what Rudy's about.
Rudy is about a football player.
Of course. Schwartz is so... on brand in terms of like having all of his references be from like popular things from the 90s and early 2000s. And that's like, that's also basically on the show, like heterosexuality is being like, I love the 80s.
Yeah.
Like
being like 90s nostalgia as a personality trait.
As a personality.
90s movie references as a personality trait.
And 90s like, television references.
Yeah.
As decor.
Schwartz also has no real opinions, like sits there with Katie on the couch as she like tells him what to wear. He like chooses an outfit that looks nothing like Tim Cook or Mark Zuckerberg. Like literally.
Well, there's no just. Yeah. If you wanted to look like a startup seed, just go Steve Jobs and look ridiculous in a turtleneck. It's so funny to have Schwartz be doing this whole dance of like, I want to be taken seriously.
And he doesn't like, even want to, really.
He doesn't want to. Like, that's why it's so boring to watch, is it's like, no, just be a mess. Like, this whole being excited about having responsibilities. Like, I think he would be at his happiest, like, I mean, this would be too much responsibility for him, but, like, having, like, a hut on the beach somewhere where he sells, like, two ingredient smoothies.
Yeah.
Like he's that would be his shit.
Fishing during the day, and then, like...
And even this is getting Coronas. Like overcomplicated. Yeah. For
him. I was like, that's a lot.
Like, I don't know. He wants to be a kept man. And
I guess like,
I hate watching him work.
I hate watching him even try. Cause work. It's like, he's not this,
all the adulting. Is yeah. So,
it's just like, don't.
They're always saying adulting and I hate it. And then they're doing the things that are just so boring to watch. And then being, oh my God, yeah, this scene really was the one that made me be like, I have to break up with my boyfriend fully, because like them on the couch, like being like, we're supporting each other and we're adulting. And then he's like, your lips look good. I want to kiss them. And she's like, no, oh, come here. And they like slowly lean across.
They have a passionless
couch, kiss. Collide in this.
They just time, knock their heads pack. Together.
It's just a, oh my God, that I was like, I can't be in a relationship ever, I don't think.
No, certainly not one like that.
It's like that's not how my relationship is, but just seeing that alone, I was like, I have to detach from everyone I've ever met.
I'm like, don't ever approach me in like a like voice and then pull all your clothes out of our mutual closet to put them on the couch. I'm like, no, no. Like, I'm trying to have my own, like, alone time right now. Like, all you have to do is get dressed.
Of their recycling.
You're not even doing anything. You just have to get dressed and go to this one place that's, like, three blocks away. Like,
weeks
you figure it out.
Weeks of recycling in the corner.
I can't months. Do it. Also, can they just hire a cleaning person like seven for the dogs. Love of God?
No one needs Marie Kondo more than Tom and Katie.
Honestly.
They
just need, like, and... their apartment stresses me out. It gives me like hives when I look at it. There's so much shit everywhere.
There's so much shit, and there's the Bubba art and Katie's hair looks good this season. That's what I had to think.
Katie
of
looks
myself.
Really good this season. Yeah. Like her look has come together. The clothes are still
they're still off.
They're
but
struggling
Brittany has
at
now
moments.
Taken the reins Brittany and having the now, most yeah. devastatingly confusing style yeah. on the show.
Katie's like looking great, so that makes yeah. it like at least kind of like I can deal with her like sanctimonious attitude.
I cannot.
But
I,
like
100% cannot.
I'm just like, whoa. I was glad to see my Throne. Queen, Christina Kelly, though.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. We're
throwing
here.
Throwing a barbecue in yes. Santa Monica, which
disco.
Everyone hates.
Everyone hates. There's
everyone yeah, had to
this
shit
show has
on the
made
West
me
side.
Embarrassed to live in L.A. It's made me embarrassed to be straight. Like, they're
I don't
living.
Really come to the West Side. I don't really do West Side.
Ugh, you're the only person I would...
And it's like, I know I've said that kind of thing before.
Yeah.
But it makes me hate myself.
When I got to your place today, I was like, oh, it smells so good. And even that made me want to fucking kill myself. Because on the show, they're like intro filler things they say where they're like, oh my God, it's so cute. It smells so good. Look at you. You look so cute.
They had a cute, like, I was buying that Christina Kelly's place was really, really cute.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then there was a shot of it
blogger.
From the front where it was just like, broom, like witchy brooms laying on the side of the house and like dirt, and I was like, oh,
and she loves that.
I was just like, mm.
She's fully I'm wondering what her boyfriend or fiance or husband or whatever, like I've done a dive into her Instagram and seen that she loves to like get like an Airstream trailer,
yeah,
like go up to Malibu, and
she's really
she has her dog
about
and her chapstick line and
that beach life, like yeah. She's kind of like Goop
yeah
adjacent,
oh yeah,
but not but more like fringy, like just there's more fringe involved, I feel.
There's more fringe involved, there's more yeah there are more like
Serape blankets.
Well, I love that everyone's figured out that like the easiest thing to be is like the neutral, like mid-century modern minimalist. Like that's the lifestyle. That's the easiest thing to achieve in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christina, if you go back and watch previous seasons, she's like the least fucking chill person.
Yeah.
Like she has composure, but she's like extremely judgmental.
And she's so like, judgmental, but also
so not earthy.
No.
And now she's like fully gone. Like I live by the beach and like there's a lot of light in my apartment. Everything is painted white. And I have a few key and mid-century modern pieces, which like we stand.
I love judgy Christina Keller. Like,
yeah,
she's
same.
Been
I miss her.
Missing.
Yeah.
Because she is really good at talking shit. And I'm also like, why is Jax at her? She hated Jax.
Yeah. Well, she obviously, I don't know.
I mean, I guess she gets paid.
She gets paid and like, I don't know who her actual friends are or why she's doing the show.
Full time on the show. Same. But I was like, why are Jackson? Brittany shows up in a confounding outfit.
She came through in the full like middle school fit of like pulling your bra straps down and just like tucking them into your bra.
Yeah.
Like it was like not, there wasn't a strapless bra happening. The boobs were being suffocated fully. Like everything was wrong. Everything was like improv.
Romper.
The romper.
Like a frilly romp. Did it have little like...
It had
puff
like
balls on it.
It had like an embroidery, and the embroidery had like little.
My god!
Yeah, that was
those girl Vanderpump girls have never met a romper that they could say no to. They
no romper,
are all about that
nary
romper
a body
life.
Suit.
No, they love
rejected.
It.
They love it. They love that romper life. I really loved when Christina was like, Christina and Ariana interacted. And
they
Ariana
sat
was
down.
Like, this is so, no, they're standing up, Christina and Ariana. And it was just a really quick moment of like, Ariana was like, it's so cute. And then Christina was like, you fit right in. Cause she's in like a straw hat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, ah! I'm like, we're so fucking basic.
Yeah. They were, I was like, God, everyone is cute. And then Brittany shows up and I'm like, no.
Nope.
Or it goes to Brittany's talking
no,
head
no,
with
no.
that crazy lion, like Albert Einstein mane.
It's
and
insane.
I was like, no.
When they did her so dirty with that. I remember seeing it on Instagram and the way they had presented it on Instagram was like, oh, this is like a look. And then when you see it in the confessional, it's like, oof. The Halloween costume has melted.
It was bad.
Like the hair is falling. The makeup is melting.
It gets worse and worse and more greasy and flat every episode. Because, like, yes. You know, they started at, like, the
it's
most
by
recent
the minute.
One.
Yeah.
And so now we're, like, halfway through.
I hope that by the end, it's, like...
It's just, like, fully just, like, in her face, like, kind of down.
We
like,
can't see her eyes
real
anymore.
Sheen.
We pray.
Kristen and Carter arrive... In an Uber SUV, like, Escalade, which I was like, that's a waste of money, but NBD, like, you gotta live
they
your
pooled.
Truth. And they literally have an arrival that's circa season 2, where Kristen just, like, bolts into the scene, like, leads with her head and neck, and it was, like, an arrival that's just, like... They're arguing in a wild way. They're having clearly insane couple problems. And Kristen's wasted. I think before she even gets there, she's drunk.
100%. I love that you pointed that out about Kristen because I was having the thought when she was walking in that like Kristen, I relate to this, like walks as if she's just constantly falling over.
Yeah, it's all forward.
It's all,
she walks at an
it's
angle.
All, locomotion. Sort of. Like.
Her head and shoulders arrive 2 seconds before her feet do.
A wind.
And
a gust of Kristen.
They have like harsh words for they like kind of like hiss at each other all around and then decide to go like sit in the living room and like have a full-blown like confrontation.
Ugh.
And Kristen says, I don't even know what they're arguing about. Like, it's really unclear what they're arguing about. Did you catch how it started?
But she's like Kristen's like, we need to talk. Yeah. And then like they sit down,
they go make a drink, and then she's like, so do you like want to talk to me? And then he's like, I guess, sure. And so they go into like the living room, and then she does that Kristen thing where it's like passive aggressive / just plain aggressive, but being like, I guess we could try and have like one good day or something where you're not mean. And like, it's like gets off, like the conversation starts out at like,
yeah, well, you're my boyfriend. So
stress level 8 with no like preamble for the audience. No. So I was like, what are they fighting about?
There's no lube. We're just fully raw dogging it dry.
We're raw dogging just like pounded until someone comes level of like drama, which is like, it's exactly shocking what I watch from an outside perspective. Because I was like, they're having like a vague couple's argument.
And she's, Kristen has this thing, and so does the rest of the cast, where they can't use proper, like, they can't use regular, very commonplace idioms correctly.
No.
So Kristen's like, I'm not living in circles. I'm not.
But yet she is.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not going to live in circles. I don't understand. We're not going to live in circles. Just live in it. And it's like, she means talking in circles.
Yeah.
But she comes up with this new beautiful term to describe their relationship that's really, in the end, apt. She's a genius.
Kristen has like incepted herself where she somehow is like, has created the same exact dynamic over and over, and then is speaking to her desire to not want to live in that dynamic while living in
it. Yeah, she's like, well, this was when we got that confessional moment that I mentioned earlier, where she's like, when Stassi said that very intrusive, like,
hurtful, yes.
Intrusive, insulting,
yes. Absolutely.
But then she's talking about, I honestly have no idea how it started, but then she's talking about Carter in the confessional too, and she's like, He doesn't do anything. He's a camera assistant. So I provide for him. And while he's really hot, I'm attracted to the drive. And I'm like, I had never thought of Carter as like so hot.
No.
You know, like I thought of him as like, oh, this seems like a good, solid boyfriend. Like we've got completely sort of average, probably in real life, handsome dude. But Kristen's like acting as if everyone's like, it's the hottest man you'll ever get. Like that, like the whole thing was about him being hot.
She loves talking about how hot her boyfriends
which
are.
Which is insane.
And like how hot they are together.
It's so confusing.
She did that with Sandoval too. She's as hot as I think he is. I'm attracted to the drive.
So we're getting literally the exact same pattern played out. I'm attracted to the drive.
But also,
Kristen,
I like
you've never been attracted to drive.
The only drive you've been attracted to is when Drive the movie played and you sucked Jax's dick.
Subconsciously, that's fully what she's getting
at. That is what she's getting at. Kristen has had a boner for Jax from like day one. I don't believe that's, maybe it's like gone away somewhat.
I would love
because
to
she
put them in.
Just but the, she loves Brittany so much. And oh I think God. That that's a way to be closer to Jax.
We didn't even go over earlier when Kristen makes that dark joke when Kristen and Stassi are at the end of their conversation. And Stassi's like trying to like wrap it all up with they're always doing like, you big slut, you filthy lesbian jokes to each other. Like it's fully just the most boring level of like straight female friendship. And she says to her like, Stassi's like, I'm sorry, I can't fuck you. I can't date you. And Kristen's like, not even on a girl's trip.
She's like smiling through her tears while like pouring another huge glass of wine. And Stassi's like, hee hee. And it's like, no, Kristen was serious.
Kristen will fuck any of the girls on
the
girls
trip. Kristen needs a fucking strong lesbian to come in and like.
She needs Sly.
She needs Sly.
We need
Dodie and Sly to get together. They are truly the power couple of the century.
They would be.
Kristen needs another like strong. She needs another woman that can give her that intense energy.
Yeah.
She's always dating these guys that are kind of like lay around. Like Sandoval was the closest thing she'll get to like a lesbian relationship.
Sandoval, you could tell she couldn't let go because she had such a great time of actively ruining his life, like truly sabotaging him at every turn.
She like had
and then
a
being
good
like, I'm sorry, I just love you so much.
6 year run of just whittling him down to a teeny tiny splinter. Like,
and then when that was gone,
where can you go from there?
You just a 21 year old on a Beamer.
Yeah.
Well, she literally picked the person that was closest to Tom, like the freshest thing. And it was like,
And then she was like, ooh, like people are starting to get a little too much of a taste of what Dodie's all about.
Yeah.
So I'm going to like go with this guy, Carter. Remember that like random guy that lived on her couch for like 3 weeks in season four. I think it was season four.
I remember when James said she was fucking her trainer, who she we had seen trainer, like once.
Trevor. But then there was a guy that kind of showed up that like she couldn't shake him off. It was like, I think he was like homeless and he lived like on, he lived with her for a while and she was like, I can't get him to leave. And like, they finally had to be like, get out. Like,
I don't remember this at all. I have to go back.
That you have to go back because there was a guy with a beard. It was before Carter. It was a different guy with a beard that just like moved into Kristen's apartment.
Yes, I know. Yes, I remember this.
I feel like it's like when Stassi was living with her, then this guy came.
Kristen loves a straggler.
She loves a straggler.
Loves a straggler.
She also loves like, Carter's the kind of guy that like is attractive if and only if he has a beard. Yeah. And then if you take the beard away, you're just like, and so like, that's also the kind of guy that Kristen really gravitates towards.
Ugh, she,
I think I'm really making a strong case for like, Kristen should be with like a woman.
We need Sly. Sly's energy is exactly what Kristen needs.
Yeah.
Tell
Sly
her about
Sly
as
a mixologist. She'd make Kristen delicious
Put
cocktails.
Her hands down on that bar. Yeah. Firmly. I'm seeing it for them. I'm
also, like,
horny for this.
I'm horny for it too because like they could get in fights and then Kristen could be like bitchy, but then Sly would grab her by the face and be like, "Don't talk to me that way, bitch." And then they would just stare at each other and make out.
Yeah,
they and would then fuck, and then it'd be like over. Like she needs someone that will just like really put her in her place.
Sly would be like, "Get behind the bar," and Kristen would be like, "No, I won't suck a dick." And then
suck
she'd
a dick.
Get
you can't tell me what
bar.
To do.
Yeah, she would fully get behind the bar.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm into
Sly.
Some,
where
Sly
are you?
And Kristen fanfic.
Fully.
We're gonna write an erotic story about Sly and Kristen.
I think we've both found our, like, we've reinvigorated a passion.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
I have something to live for now. Yeah.
I wish Sly would become a full time cast member.
Same.
With the sole purpose of stealing Kristen away
from
Carter.
The way she was to Sandoval. Yeah, it was really. It was there. Did we even talk about that? I don't think so. We don't need to. The Sly of it all. The Sly and Sandoval.
We haven't gotten to the Sly yet.
We're still in the first 5 minutes of the episode. I have to say really quick that I loved when Kristen and Carter were done talking. And then Kristen's like, okay, well, this isn't going anywhere. Gotta go. I love you.
I love you. When girls do that to their boyfriends, or when any couple, like, after they've, like, had a fight and you know that the end is nigh.
They're breaking. They need to break up.
They need to break up.
So badly.
Ending a fight with being like, okay, I love you, and then, like, walk away, you've got to break up.
I loved it so much for, like, it's just nice to see people doing that, you know?
They're keeping it real. At least someone is keeping it fucking real.
Kristen's delivering. She's delivering. We're getting these like fake, very produced versions of everyone else's relationships. And then Kristen and Carter are falling apart right before our eyes.
Yeah. And this is the magic. This is what we came here for.
This is what we came for.
Everyone's fashion is wild at the barbecue. Sheena's wearing a mermaid vibes t-shirt.
Oh my God. Yeah. I didn't even see that.
I was really thrown. But I'm into the fashion moment. Like, I'm excited. Yes. Like, Katie showed up in, like, a look that wasn't totally heinous. Like, I was like, wow.
Katie was doing, like, that tucked, untucked.
She did a tucked,
floral,
untucked.
Yeah.
With, like, her earrings looked very heavy. They seemed to be pulling on her earlobe.
Impossible to know what season it is.
Yeah.
Like, what?
No one knows.
Like, we think it might be summer. We're very unclear.
I think it's the dead of summer.
Yeah,
yet.
I think we know that. But if you were to just judge it based on what they wear, you would never be able to tell what season it is in this show.
But I'm down for, like, I like seeing the cast get, like, really, like, lean into fashion.
Play, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's
Stassi
exciting.
Stassi was doing, like, a full white look.
Mm-hmm. Stassi was kind of funny.
I can't remember what Jax was wearing.
Jax was wearing, like, a tight.
Full sweat.
Shorts and, like, a tight short-sleeved, like, button-up.
That's what I like to see Jackson.
He's always, like, loving, like, a skin tight.
I want Jax in a janitor uniform. Like, I want Jax, like,
a boiler
fully
suit.
Always, yeah, all times. That's what I want. Or I want him in, like, a wife beater. Like, I guess I want Jax doing labor.
Yeah.
Like,
I want him in, like, sweatpants, Timberlands, and a wife beater.
This whole,
Or a boiler suit. I was like, I could go for
seeing
Jax. We
need to mask Jax up.
Yeah, he needs to get a little more mask. He could use that.
Lean in.
Yeah.
It's already there emotionally.
Everyone's like, Oh, Lala. This is the moment where Lala announces that she's
which we
going
covered
to drink.
At the top of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is going to have a drink. She pulls up and she's like,
I need a drink. Sly the mixologist goes to Tom Tom, and Lisa is sitting there treating Tom Squared like they're idiots.
Yeah, well, she also notes that she's like, about time.
Mm-hmm. And then
about
she says, like,
show up like they're wild late.
Then there's a moment where Sly's like making cocktail, or she's like talking about cocktails and is like, you know, you could have like the greatest cocktails ever, but then people don't know how to make them and things fall through the cracks. And I'm like, literally, you just hit the nail on the fucking head of every single problem at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants.
Like, I was so unsoothed watching them like invent the Madame Butterfly. And it's like, it's a sour with like butterfly
liquid, or whatever the fuck,
some common mixology thing. And it was just like, yeah, they fuck that up constantly.
Yeah, like I'm like, not down.
There's no consistency.
Yeah, I don't want to see like how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
But then I also do. And I hate Pandora. I'm just going to say it.
I don't understand why Pandora is there. It's so upsetting, like watching her just like snicker in the background.
Wearing
like,
her cape.
What are you here for?
Yeah.
You don't have a line.
You're like, literally why? Here to look like a haunted grandmother.
She looks like a haunted porcelain doll.
Yeah, she's like Annabelle came to life as a blonde, and it's just Pandora sitting behind the bar.
She is
so
like Bride
matronly.
Of Chucky.
Yeah,
yeah.
She wishes she was that exciting. I'm like, is there a pulse there? Because
it's so
you flatline,
much like Giggy.
Giggy. There's one scene too where like Harrison is clearly like the new Jig. And he's now getting dressed up in little pajamas.
The jig is up.
But there was one scene where like he's just laying on the bar like at Tom Tom, yeah, like, not moving. And I had a thought. I was like, what if Lisa is like slowly like Munchausen by proxying her dogs, where she's like, they're so sick.
Yeah,
oh, they're
poisoning
not well.
Swan.
And she's, yeah, like she's just poisoning these little dogs.
I miss the swan.
The swans still exist.
I know,
but
I want them around again when she was just like pulling up being like, gotta take the swan to the vet.
Yeah, when they were carrying the swan down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah, I miss that. Sly puts them in their place.
Yeah, but she also approves 10 Tom Tom drinks.
Yeah.
So Sly's getting paid to basically be used as a prop to say like, no, this mixologist from like the Aspen Food and Wine Festival can personally attest that the drinks at Tom Tom are really good.
Sly and, like, is a shill, yes.
Tom Tom's really good, we swear.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of thought has gone into this menu. I really wish that we had gotten we had the AJ freak out from Sandoval when it was just him, Schwartz, and Jax talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I really just wish that it was, I wish we got that freak out, but Sandoval didn't freak out on Sly and it was all well and good. We had one moment of very planned suspense.
Yeah.
And then, oh yeah, unfortunately, since I watched the pop-up video, the Vanderpump edition.
Yeah, what did they have to say?
They had very insightful stuff. They said that Lisa had encouraged Sly to mess with the guys a little bit here.
Oh, wow. Well,
you got to watch the Vanderpump edition for the behind the scenes facts.
Mission accomplished. They got me. They bait and
got me all riled up.
They did. I was like, oh, my God, what is she going to prove? And then they said, and then I was like, oh, wow, that's great.
I want Sly to approve me.
Mm-hmm. I want Sly's approval.
I want everything from Sly.
I want Sly to go in there as like a secret diner.
Yes.
Which she would really need to like
disguise. Yes.
Yeah. And then rate how good the drinks are. I'm going back to Tom Tom tonight. So, I mean, I'll be happy
to
report.
Like I'm going back after a long, long break.
Yeah. After going two times in 1 week.
Oh my God.
I got to do it.
Yeah. You got to do it.
Yeah. Wait, we did kind of touch on the Rand, like, keeping Lala's Gucci slides.
Yeah.
And, like, that's really dark to me.
Very dark. Very aggressively dark. Yeah. There's not much to be said about it besides it was... I wondered if it really happened again with me with this fucking truth.
Like, you wonder if they really broke up?
Well, that now, based on your insights, I'm a believer. But like, if the shoe thing happened the way that she said it did, it's just, I felt like Lala was doing like really great, like improv work.
Do you think that, like, she's putting this scene on her reel?
Yes. There's so many. This episode to me felt like a display of Lala's full range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did have
Like Lala rage, but it was like there were
lots of tears.
And, yeah, like a lot of just like discussing, like it felt like they were monologues. And
yeah, she was like, prepping for her role with Pacino.
Everything Lala does is genius. Mm-hmm. It all comes back. In general, this episode like made me, like we were talking about earlier, like just like what happened. Like, I know we got Kristen and Carter.
Yeah, but that's not enough because Carter's not...
We just get a lot of secondhand descriptions of things. Like, show us the conflict actual.
Yeah. Carter's not compelling enough to, like... The reason that Sandoval and Kristen's, like, horrific relationship meltdown was so great is because, like, you cared about both of them.
Yeah, and we got to see it.
And you got to see it happen in real time. Yeah. This is, like... Carter, we've seen him in two scenes open his mouth over the course of his tenure on Vanderpump Rules. So, like, it's impossible to know
who he is or what he wants.
He's just like a sing-song kind of sarcastic guy.
This season on Vanderpump Rules preview.
Yeah, the mid-season trailer.
Yeah, which, I mean...
Looks like it might have an episode and a half to two episodes of good clips in there. I don't know. I'm just like, this show, like, what's going to happen?
Nothing, I guess, is the answer. Maybe we're just spoiled by now knowing their lives so much outside of the show. Like, not outside of the show, but seeing what has already been wrought.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's why, because I'm like, oh, like, Lala and Rand, they get engaged. Like, but yeah. I feel like we're going to get to see Kristen and Carter break up.
Yeah. So that's... We'll get that. We'll get like some Mexico. I'm sure people will get like really wasted. I wish that someone, I said this on a bonus episode, but I wish that someone would just get fucking shitty drunk and like air Brittany and Jax out to dry. Like, yeah, just like real talk them and be like.
And I can't believe, at least we get like Katie and
yeah, Schwartz, I'm ready fighting. For.
Like, I don't like the sound of your voice. I live for that's the biggest. Also, the most Sandoval. Venom he can. Yes, yeah, Sandoval being like, someone calls me fat and I get them fired. Like, I was like, yes, yes, yeah, yes.
Screaming at Katie in
an alley.
I'll stick around for that.
I'll stick around for just
twist my arm. I guess I'll stick around, says the girl with the podcast that she's been doing for years about this show.
Yeah, we might watch.
Yeah,
we'll have to see if we'll tune in, if mm-hmm. it's good enough. Yeah, I'm glad that Carter, like, we get to see him be like, well, honey, like, that's the most venom that he has for Kristen, is being like, look, honey, yeah, you don't talk nice to me, sweetie.
Carter freaks
maybe
me
it's
out.
Just his delivery. Yeah, I think he's like a murderer. Like, he's so unfeeling.
Like, I feel like he doesn't blink.
No, he is very much a non-blinker. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
He's like Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't trust Carter.
We don't trust him. Adios, Carter.
That's it.
Ready for single Dodie.
I'm fully ready. She never really spends a lot of time single.
No, and I feel like she'll
No one on this show does.
I feel like she'll be great single, and I feel like she and Sheena can really connect on like being single girls.
Oh my God. And then imagine also, I guess, double date with Sheena.
I need Sheena and Kristen single and ready to mingle. And Sheena fucks some other guy.
Oh yeah, that felt so like watching him try to muster emotion for Sheena. Well, what the hell?
I was like, guys.
Well, thanks for that. It's like, dude, we know you guys don't like each other at fucking all. Like, please spare us this.
Enough with the lies.
Yeah, I'm done with the lies of the show. I'm done being gaslit by the show, but I will tune in every single week and continue to talk about it and have it dominate 90% of my waking thoughts. Yeah.
I'll watch it until I can't anymore, but I won't like it. That's just that.
I hate this, yeah.
Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you for an inspiring, positive session.
Do you feel better or worse?
I actually really do. Like, I really...
Okay, good.
I feel great. I feel like my therapist is shaking.
She'll be...
Thank you all for being party to this.
Wild it out. Yeah. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Just online. You can just find me online.
Find her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just online.
If you like this podcast, show some support by rating 5 stars, leave a glowing review, tell your friends and family about it, and spread the word.
Let us know which Sopranos characters are which characters.
Yeah, do some Sopranos breakdowns and let us know.
Cancel me, please. I'm begging.
Christopher. Chrissy.
Chrissy, Christopher.
All right. Bye. I know I'm feeling. Cause I know I'm feeling. Cause I know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.